I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Her reunion dress was next level slinky, and she thought Dr. Heavenly said her ass was stinky. It's Watch What Happens Live with Marlo Hampton and Quad Web now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight flash, MCAC.
Hey, everybody. Hey, guys. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, a.k.a. Silver Bullet, with two guests who are always gold. My first guest always shakes things up like a pair of vibrating panties. From the Real Housewives of Atlanta, it's Marlo Hampton. Hey, Marlo.
Hi, Andy.
Great to see you.
I love you guys.
And my next guest is always ready to dish out a read, but she wasn't excited about Dr. Jackie's broccoli dish tonight. From Mary to Medicine, it's Quad Web. Miss Quab, she got it, she got it.
What's the tea?
How you doing, Quad?
Everything is good, baby. Very blessed.
Oh, my God. I mean, we got the two of you tonight. This is like, oh, my God. This is good. I'm excited.
You're
so is the audience. It is a double party night in the clubhouse. Hey, it was fun seeing Jamal tonight, wasn't it, Quad?
It's always good to see Jamal. He's doing some amazing things here in Atlanta. The church is doing amazing. So hats off to Jamal for sure.
Do you know him, Quad, well?
Well, yes. Actually, we've done a couple of events together, and we actually had him on the show when Sister Circle was on air.
Right. And do you, by the way, what was your reaction to Monique's binder full of secrets relating to
Baby, Jamal? Honey. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, listen, praise God to Jamal. I love it. But, baby, I love a good book of receipts, honey. Call in the book of receipts, honey. They say it's the book of Job, the book of Jeremiah. There's the book of Psalms. But there's also the book of Monique.
And there is Monique's book of receipts. Very good.
Exactly.
Marlo, why were you so skeptical tonight about the genuineness of Candy and Portia's friendship?
Because it was just so fake, Andy. It was just so I mean, just a week ago, they were not that close. Right after this dungeon party, they are buddy-buddy. Portia's running around, my candy. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, I don't know what the hell happened at the dungeon party with the two of them, but it was just Andy. It was just BS.
Okay.
They were not that close. If you look, they were not that close until after the dungeon party. It's clear as day. Anyone that doesn't see that is blind.
Quad, do you regret jumping the gun on the emoji, on emoji gate? And no.
Not at all. It was well deserved. Heavenly had been talking swallowing spit on her YouTube channel about me for many, many months now. And so when I saw it, I said, oh, okay, it's time to go in. And you got to talk to me. You got to speak English. You know, I don't speak emojis. Tell us, speak English when you talk to me.
Well, Quad, tonight you gave your friends the lowdown on the authenticity of your butt. But I want a download of your life since we last saw you. I need to have a little catch up with you. What kind of terms are you and Gregory on these days? Do you speak?
I haven't spoken with him at all. I haven't seen him, nor have I spoken with him.
Wow. How has your romantic life been since officially dropping the Lunsford?
It's alive and well.
Are you dating anyone right now?
I am dating. I'm dating a couple of people right now.
Excellent. That makes
that
me happy.
Part, yes. That's what I'm talking about. A couple people.
Which, yeah. By the way, Marlo, are you dating anyone right now?
A couple of people.
Quad, which of the Mary to Medicine ladies are you most in touch with?
Let's see. So I speak with Heavenly, Contessa, Jackie, and Anila.
Okay, good. You posted some very sexy and sultry lingerie pics on Instagram for Valentine's Day. Were those for anyone in particular or just a general thirst trap to generate interest?
I never do anything thirsty, honey. I am well-watered.
Thoughts on Carrie Wells and Lisa Nicole making appearances this season, Quad?
Well, you know, if they're free, why not?
All right. Thank you very much, Miss Quad. She got it. Marlo, when it comes to sharing what you think, you always lay it all out on the coffee table. So I have shady questions about your friends. People are going after Kenya for being a Bolo investigator, but you seem right there with her. Why did you care who did what, Marlo?
Andy, I didn't give two F's about who did what. It was just because I knew the next morning what happened. So when I went to Portia and was like, hey, what happened? And she looked me dead in my face and lied. I'm like, damn. And I know the source who I got it from told the truth.
Why do you think Cynthia's dragging her feet with having Mike sign a post-nup? You think it'll ever happen?
Cynthia kind of a little smart. Cynthia like, look, Mike done got a new job in Atlanta. He might start making more money than me. Let me just play this off for him. If that check ain't as big as hers, she might go ahead and rush and do it.
Do you buy
her? She might not want to prenup.
Do you buy the receipts that Ralph gave to prove that his Tampa trip wasn't as shady as it seemed, or do you bet that he hit the strip club?
Andrew Joseph DeCohen. Hell no, I don't buy those receipts. He was at the penthouse on Winter Boulevard at the strip club, okay?
Oh. Was it fair of Kenya to say that if the women had really wanted to bring their children on the trip, they would have?
Absolutely, because I feel that if the women wanted to bring their children, if I wanted to bring Mike and William, I would have. I understand the rules have changed, but come on, we're all bosses. If you wanted to bring your kids were coming.
Had you been in attendance at Cynthia's friend miss, how would you have handled receiving Drew's gag gift that was clearly not worth $1,000?
Now, you know how they are about wigs. You know I done had wig troubles too before. We're real sensitive about wigs in our group of girls. I would have been pissed as hell if I wanted $1,000 back.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, Marlo. Quad and Dr. Heavenly had a misunderstanding over emojis, so I want to help my guests send a clear message with this next game. It's time for Between You and Emoji. I'm going to read off situations. Marlo and Quad, say whether you would respond with an eye roll face, angry face, heart eyes, clown face, vomit face, an eggplant, or poop. Okay, which emoji would you use, Marlo, in response to someone telling you that you need to be subservient to your man?
Oh, I guess I use the poop.
You'd use the poop. Okay, Miss Quad, which emoji would you use in response to a friend preaching about how she eats pineapple so she tastes better?
Oh, that's the hard eyes.
That's the hard eyes. Which emoji, Marlo, would you use in response to being the recipient of a bad wig during a gift swap where each present was supposed to cost $1,000?
I would use the mean face.
The mean face. Quad, which emoji would you use in response to your husband scolding you for walking to the car yourself instead of waiting for him?
Oh, that's the hard eyes. That's very sweet.
No, he
but
was.
Did he scold her?
Yeah, no, he was did pissed he at her. Yeah, he read her.
Oh, it's the eye roll, honey.
Oh, it's the eye roll. Okay, very good. It's I thought roll. So, yeah.
Who the hell you talking to?
Yeah, Marlo, which emoji would you use in response to a friend getting so drunk her husband and his friends have to carry her to the car?
Bitch, you gonna be left here. Okay. Maybe this.
The poop. Okay. Thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate it. Grace F wants to know if you think Simone and Jackie are finally on the right path.
No, I think they did what they needed to do for television and they don't talk right now.
Really? Wow. Miss Leanne Adams said, Marlo, knowing Portia is your friend and has been for years, why would you automatically gossip about the Bolo situation literally the second you and Kenya made up? Knowing that wasn't right nor fair with any loyalty to Portia. We got this a lot for you.
Okay, what's her name again?
Leanne Adams.
Leanne Adams. I did not gossip about what happened. I know so much more tea about Portia, who she's dating now, what she's done. I did not gossip. It's just that it came to me what really happened, and I was disappointed when I looked Portia in her eyes and I asked PJ, Peace Juice? Is that what her name? Peace Juice, right. What happened? And she lied to me. And when she lied to me, I'm like, you know what? Screw you.
Another question we got a lot of is, don't you feel like Kenya is using you too just to take one more thing away from Portia?
Kenya can't use me for anything, love. I have my guard still up with Kenya, okay? I'm a boss. Kenya cannot use me at all. I wanted to make up with Kenya Andy the night before we got into it, remember?
Yeah. Yes.
So it was before this even happened. I'm tired of arguing with Kenya. I'm tired.
Quad, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, Marla, I wanted to ask you, do you think Portia owes you her personal business?
I did, as a friend. I did. Oh, so if you consider me a friend, when you tape with me, when I'm at your house with no cameras, when we talk about personal things and I share with you, you damn sure enough do owe me your personal business.
All right, let's go to the virtual audience. Joe, what's your question for Marlo?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Marlo. Hey, Quad. Hey, the girls.
Hey, I love your top. Don't come with no crazy ass question, okay? All right, go.
I don't. I love you too. I know. So our question, me and my partner Tony, Marlo, what was your response to Portia recently saying on Watch What Happens Live that you are felon with a lisp?
Have you spoken to Portia since the reunion?
No, I have not spoken with Portia since the reunion. And that was one time when Portia really told the truth. I am a felon with a lisp. And I mean, it's not a lisp, it's a speech impediment. I used to stutter growing up. So I think I've come a long way from stuttering. I used to say, I was gonna say the sips, say the sips. So my foster mother made sure she got me a speech coach. And I mean, that's one time she was very truthful.
All right.
And it was behind me and it was my past.
All right. Very good. Great answer, Marlo. Roshana, what's your question for Miss Quad?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Quad.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Quad. Why are you going so hard on Toya on Twitter, calling her a tacky T and saying she begged, borrowed, and stole to get her house?
Well, listen, I'm going to give you the inside scoop at the reunion, so stay tuned for that. But Toya started it with me first, so you can't shoot at me and not expect for me to drop and blow cannons at you. And that's what it is. So she basically said I had a little ass apartment. I guess she thought she had something that I couldn't get or didn't have. And so she took a moment to kind of, I guess, rub my nose in the fact that she had a home. And I, at the time, I was still in the townhome.
All right. Well, thank you, virtual audience. Marlo, while your relationship with Portia seems to be spoiled, your friendship with Kenya is ripening right before our eyes. So I want to have you pick your peach. I have questions. Choose your answers between Portia and Kenya. Who would you sooner trust with a secret?
That's a tough one. It'd have to be Kenya.
Who is a better Yay. Time during a night out?
It'd have to be Portia.
Who has Yay. Better taste in men?
That would have to be neither.
Who would you sooner want as a wing woman?
Oh, who would I want as a wing? That'd be Kenya.
Who's a more loyal friend?
Yay.
Neither.
Whose closet would you rather raid?
Kenya.
Who's the bigger pot stirrer?
Kenya.
Who has more Yay. Money in her bank account?
Kenya, she's cheap as
Yay.
Who does a better job with her glam?
Oh, damn, that's tough. That's a tie. They both, Portia looks Yay. Beautiful at the and so they both.
All right, thank you very much. I enjoyed that. Pick your peach. Ladies, no matter what labels get tossed around among your friends, there's one label you both appreciate, designer. So let's play a round of Versace or Hibachi. I'm gonna show you looks from the latest seasons of your shows. If you like it, it's Versace. If you hate it, throw it on the Hibachi grill.
Throw it on Tanya's grill.
Throw it on Tanya's grill. All right, so Miss Quad, for Versace or Hibachi, Dr. Contessa's blue sequin mini dress and Chanel belt.
Versace, I love anything sequin.
I think that's Versace.
Okay. Marlo, Versace or Hibachi, Portia's silver dress and fresh cut.
The cut was, both didn't go together. It was either or. It looked like a costume together. So Hibachi.
Okay. Miss Quad, Versace or Hibachi, Toya and Dr. Simone's prints by the pool.
Hibachi, honey. Burn it up.
Okay. Marlo, Versace or Hibachi, Kenya's wild confessional.
I mean, beautiful African queen. It's
you
Versace.
You love it, Versace.
I love it. I love it.
Okay. Versace or Hibachi, Drew's blunt cut bob and shiny pink confessional quad.
Hibachi.
Okay.
The bob is really nice. I don't like all the ruffles and everything as much.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Marlo, what do you think of Dr. Simone's summertime romper set?
You know what? It's so for a doctor. It's so for Simone. I love her. But I would love to play dress up with the girls on Married to the Medicine. I really would. But she looks so cute. That's just her.
Okay.
She's a doctor with a cute point. She don't care about fashion.
Okay. Kind of a read with a compliment. Versace or Hibachi, Candy's all orange confessional. Miss Quad.
I love that. I say Versace.
I do too. Versace.
Okay. Marlo Hampton, how do you think about Cynthia's tendency to slip a nip?
Oh, that's always Versace. CB is going to give you a little nip slip. That's always Versace.
Miss Quad, what do you think about Drew's voluminous ponytail?
Oh, honey, let me tell you something. I was living for it. So I'm here for the ponytail. It's Versace for me.
Okay.
That ponytail.
And Marlo liked it too. Marlo, what do you think about Dr. Heavenly's casual stars sweatsuit?
That was cute. I love that. She's a star. She's a reality star.
Quad.
Hibachi, burn it up, nice. Put it up in flames.
It was Versace, Quad. Be nice.
I thought so what is some and some of the Versace things are just not it, and that's not it, honey. That was just
was that was actually Versace?
It was
no,
not.
That wasn't Versace.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure. Okay, Marlo, Orlando T wants to know if you feel like your reunion outfit was an overcorrection to anyone who thought you were an auntie instead of a niece.
Absolutely. It was like, baby, I just got lipo. I look amazing. I'm auntie and niece. That lipo looked amazing.
Quad, what did you think of Marlo's cutouts in her reunion look?
She gave it. She gave the people everything they came for.
Is that what the people came for?
The people came for it.
You came for it. You almost turned straight, Andy.
You did, Andy. You actually said you were straight. You actually said
Silver Bullet was excited. Silver Bullet was excited. Marlo, Neilia A wants to know how caring for your nephews changed you as a person.
Oh, my God. It's Anelia, Andy?
Yeah.
Anelia, it has changed me like no other. I'm a little soft now. Like, I feel like I'm too soft. It's just amazing. God doesn't make any mistakes.
That's so great.
Hey, Marlo. Yes.
That's great.
I love it.
That's great. All right. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Tonight, Portia told Marlo that she has a fake body, but I want to get real about celebrating human anatomy. Tonight, we're counting down the top 5 fingers on your body. Okay, our number 5 is the ring finger. Not only does it have the most expensive taste, but it's relatably codependent in that it's hardest to bend alone. I can. The pinky is the adorable little one of the group with Cindy Brady energy, and it gives you instant fanciness when you raise it while sipping tea. Number 3 is the pointer. The bravest finger, it's willing to go places others won't, like into your eye to fish out a contact lens. And it makes you look smart when you're out of ideas, just tap it against your chin to make it look like you're thinking. Number 2 is the middle finger. We all know the reason why, so this is a family show. So I just want to say it serves as the finger's centering figure. And at the top of our list, it's the thumb. Having an opposable thumb is humanity's only point of pride over various other species. So let's celebrate what it does for our egos. And as we learned from the Salt Lake ladies, it does the job of a middle finger too. I want to thank Marlo and Quad for being here.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Back, we got Marlo Hampton, we got Quad Webb, Real Housewives, Married to Medicine. Let's go back to the audience. Anybody have a question for either of these two? Yeah, the two dudes in the box together, the third box. Yes, hello, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Marlo, we love you. Monty Marlo.
I love you more.
Without a peach, you've delivered more drama, fashion, and shade. So we thank you for that. More than any of the other women.
Hashtag give Marlo a peach.
Give Marlo a peach.
Ooh. You guys are about to make me cry and I stopped it. That is so sweet. I appreciate that. Andy, did you hear them?
I heard them. I heard them.
Take it back.
I hear everybody. I hear. All right. So was that a question? Do you have a comment, guy? Do you have a question?
We have a question.
Okay, yeah.
So, Marlo, do you still teach etiquette classes? And if so, who on your cast needs an etiquette lesson?
Good question.
Right now, the newest person that needs an etiquette lesson is LaToya Favre.
Right. Oh. Yeah.
LaToya Favre says whatever is on her mind.
Right.
She does not.
Right.
It would be LaToya Favre.
Okay. Anyone else have a question? Raise your hands. The woman on the bottom left. Yes. Hi.
Hi. I have a question for Marlo.
Okay.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
And I do think Marlo deserves a peach.
Okay.
But Marlo, are you still friends with Kenya? And whose side are you on in the Kenya and Drew baby daddy drama being too much for TV?
Oh, that's tough. I am still friends with Kenya. I must admit, I thought that was a lot with the Drew situation with the baby, but it, hey, it was her reality and it's what's really going on in her life. And I really respect a person really giving their true reality. And that's what we're here to give you, our reality. So that's what happened. It may have been uncomfortable for the son, but guess what? You deserve the reality. You don't deserve anything fake.
There you go. Very good. Yes, the woman on the bottom right.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Hi, Andy, I love you so much.
Thank you.
and Marlo and Kwadzu, I love you guys. My question is for Kwan. If you had a dungeon, what would the dungeon name be?
Oh, Quad, what would your dungeon name be? Mine's Silver Bullet. What's yours, Marlo?
Mine is Diva.
Diva. Ooh. Quad, what would yours be?
Mine's would be Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Oh, yeah, I love it. I want to go back to the gentleman in the top left. They have a second question. Hey, guys.
Hey, Andy. So I wanted to say, first of all, bring back Sheree, bring back Phaedra.
Woo-woo! Okay.
Yeah.
My next question is for Quad. Quad, it seemed like at the end of last reunion, you and Mariah were in a better place, or at least working towards it. What's your status with her now, and have you guys spoken since then?
There isn't a status, and no, we have not spoken since then.
All right. Well, you're breaking everybody's heart. Okay, I want to thank
Marlo.
It is what it is. I want to thank Marlo and Quad and our fantastic audience. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, you two. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.